Have you made a promise to Baba? And all the Kumars are raising their hand. So which is the first promise you made to Baba when you became Baba's child? You said, Baba, this body, mind and wealth, all that which belongs to me, though you don't have that much wealth, that is, Kumars don't have that much wealth, but still, whatever you have, you say, Baba, all that belongs to you. Did you make this promise? And all the Kumars raise their hand, wave at Baba. Good, you are waving at Baba, you are raising your hand. Good. Is this promise firm? Have you made a promise that Baba, this body, mind, wealth, all relationships, everything is with you, is yours? Have you made that promise too? And again the Kumars wave at Baba. So, body, mind, wealth, relationships all belong to you, that is to Baba. This is your promise, then what belongs to me? So if all belongs to Baba, then what belongs to you, and does anything belong to you? So what actually exists in life? Body, mind, wealth and relationships. So if all these four things are surrendered to Baba, now if the mind belongs to Baba, it means it's not mine, isn't it? Or do you say, Baba, this is my mind and I have to use it according to my feelings and my thoughts, is it? Does the mind belong to you or does it belong to Baba? And again, they wave their hand, that means to say it belongs to Baba. Okay, if it belongs to Baba and you're just a trustee of it, which means that it's no more yours. It means it's someone else's property which you are holding as a trustee, is it not? But then how do you use your mind? Do you use it thinking it to be yours? Especially when you say, my mind is very confused today. My mind is having so many these thoughts today. My mind is fluctuating. But once you say it's no longer mine, it's Baba's property, then if it's not your property, how can you say it's mine and say my mind is saying like that? If you say it's my mind, it is like interfering in someone else's property, is it not? The doors or gates of Maya are I and mine. That neither the body is yours, which means that how can the I of body consciousness come in you, nor is the mind yours, then how can you say mine, mine? Is it Baba's or is it yours? Does it belong to Baba? Are you sure? And again the Kumars wave at Baba. Or is it that you say something else and do something different? When you say it belongs to Baba and you accept it to be belonging it to you, is it like that? Therefore remember your first promise.
Body consciously.
then what will happen? Neither will the eye of body consciousness come, nor will the thought of mind come. Therefore, Baba's instructions are, consider your body to be God's property, your mind to be Baba's property. They are not yours, then will you have to labor? If any weakness comes, it is because of these two words, I and mine, me or mira. Me is I, mira is mine, I and mine, me or and mira. So neither is the body yours, which means there is no body consciousness, nor is the mind yours. In your mind, whatever thoughts come, if you are obedient, then what will your thoughts be like? Because what are Baba's instructions? Baba says, children, think positively, have good wishes for everyone, create thoughts of good wishes. Does Baba give the instruction of creating waste thoughts? Does Baba say that? Create waste thoughts? Is this his instruction? It's not, is it? Is it? If it is not, then if you still have waste thoughts, it means that you do not bring Baba's instructions into practice. Therefore, always remember one word, one sentence, I am God's obedient child. Remember this. I am God's obedient child. And then think, is this God's instruction? An obedient child always remembers. Or an obedient child is always remembered by the father. He's automatically loved by the father. And he is always close to the father. Therefore, check. Whether I am close to the father, whether I am obedient, you can remember at least one word at Amrit Vela, can't you? It is, who am I? Am I an obedient child? Or am I obedient sometimes, but at other times, I stay away from the instructions.